forget to mention your card, officers.
Whatever.
Oh yes, of course.
Yeah, just gonna say MPCJ.
My name is Shirley Riley. I am the vice. I'm sorry. I'm gonna start over.
It's just for notes.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter.
My name is Shirley Riley. I am the president of the Cameron Close Community Action Group. Our neighborhood watch group started back in September of 2012, and we have a group of about.
That's all right.
Today we hosted our second annual KBB cleanup day, and we had about 80 people that attended. We actually joined the Jenningsland Neighborhood Watch Group, and in total we had about 80 people that came out. Minister Michael Dunkley and our CAT officers, Simon Joseph and PC Terry Painter, also joined us.
About how much trash do you think we collected?
And we collected, how much trash do you think we collected? Yeah, a couple truckloads of trash. We cleaned up on the railway trails, we cleaned up Store Hill, and on the railway trails going down to Cable Hill, Jenningsland, along the shorelines. Yeah, and then we had a neighborhood barbecue, a volunteers barbecue at the dock across from Penhurst Park.
The first clean gave us Penhurst Park to adopt.
Yes, and then we also this is our second annual cleanup, and the first one was last year, and we adopted Penhurst Park.
Keep Bermuda beautiful.
Yes, keep Bermuda beautiful.
Keep Bermuda beautiful.
Yes. The spelling of my name is S-H-E-L-L-Y. My last name is R-I-L-E-Y. And I'm the president of the Cameron Close Community Action Group.
Cool.
Anything else?
Anything else?
If it wasn't for PC Terry Painter and PC Simon Joseph, and especially Mr. Minister Dunkley, we wouldn't be here today. Our group also, the Cameron Close Community Action Group, has also, since we've been together, we have been responsible for paving our road. So Cameron Close has been paved since we've been together. We have also adopted Penhurst Park.
Yeah, but also you got to remember that we have our meetings to keep the neighborhood safe.
Yes, and we meet. Yeah, we meet every other month. And we basically meet and we talk about how to keep our community safe, and we also do community events.
Give me an idea of the age range of a lot of children came out today. What's like the youngest you had?
Children, probably about 7 to about 8.
Yeah. Yeah. We had at least 20 to 30 children that came out to help us today, aging from 7 up until 16, 17. Yeah, some came from Whitney Institute. They wore their Whitney t-shirts. And we had the principal from Whitney Institute that came out. We also had a lady from the Smith Parish Council that came out. And we also had seniors that came out. We had all ages that came out to assist us.
Any comment you want to give as far as advice for other neighborhoods to create a neighborhood watch group, and how helpful it's been to your neighborhood?
I just believe that every neighborhood, no matter how safe you think your neighborhood is, I think that you should come together as a group and join and basically try to see if you can keep your community safe as well as helping your neighbors outside of your neighborhood. Yeah, that contributes to island-wide safety.
Perfect. Yeah. You're so beautiful.
Check it.